It's KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM. You'll have heard in the news headlines this morning that Laguna Beach lost one of the big ones in the last couple of days. Stu Saffa, really, just for me anyway, a giant in the community and a wonderful man and a journalist and a brother to everybody in town and supporter of non-profits and a real human being. That's the best thing I can say about Stu Saffa. He was a real human being. And there's plenty of fake stuff around and inauthenticity. There's plenty of that to go around in this world. And Stu was not like that at all. He was really down-to-earth guy. And his partner and friend and business associate, Sheena Staber, is here. Really, I can't tell you how grateful we are here to have you here, Sheena. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Jason, and KX93.5. It's a heavy day for our community. Like you said, we lost one of the great ones, to me, the greatest one, and there are no words. But Stu was the kind of person that made an impact on every person that he encountered, and he lives on and will live on in all of us. He loved this community more than anything. Laguna Beach was his true love. That was his longtime love. And we were so lucky to have him. I was so lucky to have him as my partner and dear friend. And I know there's a hole in this community that right now.
Yeah, there's not many people you can say that about who, you know, if I went, they'd just replace me. That'd be it, you know.
Not true.
Some of the fool would get on the air. But no, really, Stu, special guy, prickly pear. Beautiful man.
You say he reminds you of your own dad.
He reminded me of my dad, yeah. He was, I don't know, a man of that generation, post-war. About the same age as my dad, actually, a little bit younger. But yeah. My dad passed away a couple of years ago. But he was very like Stu in a way, you know, he could knock you down with his words. Brilliant, very smart, very witty, and got it. He just, you know, he could see through your BS in a heartbeat, and that was that, you know. And I loved him for that. You know, it's one thing to love people because they do good things in the community. We should all do good things in the community. But I loved Stu for who he was, rather than what he did to some degree. You know, he was brilliant what he did. You know, the Independent. Starting the Independent and then Stu News, which everybody said when you guys started Stu News and it was like going to be online, everyone went, I don't know.
They're crazy.
Nobody looks for news online. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he was a real visionary. And when he started Stu News Laguna in 2009, I became business partners with him in 2011. So he really went out on that limb on his own. And he had the concept for Stu News Laguna. And then when the Indy was sold and his services were no longer needed, as he would describe it, right. he you know, never a victim. He went forward, you know, like a general and started Stu News Laguna and, you know, by hand would insert email addresses into the 2-line until, you know, he grew the email list. I mean,
so people knew about it. Yeah. Could he type very well?
It's funny you would ask. The answer is he had his own style.
How many fingers did he use?
He used a couple.
Did he really? Yeah. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, no, he didn't have any typing classes growing up like I did.
Right, he didn't have that Mario program.
Considering that and how much typing that he did, he put in, you know, 16-hour day. I mean, he loved what he did. He loved this town. He loved what he did. That's what we would always say, we love our town and we love what we do. And he would always say, you know, I wake up with a smile on my face every day because I live in Laguna and get to do what I love for the community that I love. So, but yeah, he loved to work.
He did. He was a workaholic. Yeah, yeah. Like my dad was like that too. Yeah. I think it's something drives them, some weird, some darkness there that drives them on. But probably some childhood thing, I don't know. But because they're sort of pre-Freudian as well, that lot, you know, which is another thing that I find fascinating and loved about him. That sort of whole, he was a funny guy. He would make jokes about things that you'd never, you know, perhaps we shouldn't. But you've had a horrible couple of days, obviously. Did you know it was coming, right?
Stu had been ill and had been progressive for you know, years. But he did have a way of, you know, it felt like he was going to live forever.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know, what's going to be the next step for Stu after the hospital? He had gone into the hospital and had been in the hospital for a little while, but this particular surgery, we were very hopeful that it was something that was going to improve his quality of life and yeah. that would help him go to the next step. And he was, you know, totally with it, and you know, came out of the surgery totally with it too.
Right.
It was just very unexpected. Even though he had been ill, we really had hope that
terrible shock. Because it wasn't. Yes. It's not like it was palliative care. Like you knew it was mm-hmm. the end. It wasn't.
Mm-mm.
It was hopefully a new beginning.
Yeah, well, that's what we all hope for.
Yeah, we just don't know, do we?
We never know.
It's weird and beautiful that we don't know, and we just have to live each moment and.
Cherish each other in this lucky life that we share here in Laguna Beach.
You're such a pro.
Stu and I used to have a radio
she knows
show.
She knows what record's coming out. It's called A Lucky Life, and she just did it. Wow.
So we had a radio show here when KX93.5 first started, and it was some of our best times together. Every Wednesday, we'd have different guests on, and we had a little bit of a give and take kind of vibe. Stu, you know, was the man, and I was his Robin Givens, as some would say.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet, but you were a character. The pair of you together
much fun, and A Lucky Life by Vonda Shepherd is what we would lead our show with every single show, and he loved this song. We love this song.
Just picture the scene, this little sort of unshaven, old, sort of round guy with glasses on, looking a little pervy, frankly, and this beautiful blonde girl with him, you know. It looked like a strange couple. It was very funny, and you were funny on the air.
Thank you.
You were very funny on the air.
We had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs.
It was A Lucky Life. Here's Vonda Shepherd right now for Stu.
We've lived a long, long time, and all the radios are playing a song tonight. We walk a crooked line, there's a counter life in your jailed eyes. You're never a victim of your generation, and you shine on me like a holy light. All of the miracles and
beautiful music on KX93.5. Vonda Shepherd there, and A Lucky Life. We're celebrating the lucky life of Stu Saffer, journalist and newspaper man, and all-round stalwart of Laguna Beach. Mm. Just one of those dudes that Laguna's going to miss, you know. And you say he loved Laguna, mm-hmm. and he loved Laguna for what? Seems to me, anyway. You know, you come here, you see the town, and you go, oh, it's beautiful, and people seem nice, and you go, oh, I love Laguna. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, you love Laguna,
mm-hmm.
but you have to spend some time here. And see how the town changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stu's here. How long was Stu here?
Stu first came here in the 1960s,
oh.
and he would tell the story of you know, when he came to visit his brother, and he was young at the time, and he remembered all of the ladies in the bathing suits, mm. and he was immediately drawn to Laguna Beach.
But that's when California was California,
California.
Man.
But he didn't come and live permanently in Laguna Beach until the 70s, I believe.
Right, so he's been here a long time.
He's been here a long time,
yeah.
Yes.
And he saw the town, obviously, that's time period change from being one. When you said Laguna was something, it was a hippie town.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, when I first, I came when it was a hippie town, but my first memories are it was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Laguna Beach. Oh, you know, my stupid stepmother used to. Anyway, and then later on, you know, now, you know, it changed again, and it's still in transition now. But you know, you grow to love a place, even though you're irritated by some of its foibles, let's mm-hmm. say. And Stu was that guy. So it must have been a difficult couple of days for you, Sheena Stable. Sheena's been Stu's business partner for over 10 years, six and a half years. And
it feels like a lifetime, though.
It does. I can't remember a time when you weren't with him.
I feel, I feel like a lucky wife of his. He had a few, and he did talk about his wives, his ex-wives a lot, and he would always say that he was looking for the fourth Mrs. Saffer.
Is that right? And you were like, I don't think so. Oh, well. So, no, you know, how did you come to work with him? Because you have a story of your own to tell.
Oh, yeah. And so Stu and I first met, I was probably 24, and I was putting together an event for after the Haiti earthquake.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
And it was at Mozambique. Mm-hmm. And I contacted Stu because I wanted some press for the event, and I wanted him to be the MC. And he was so kind. And I was working at the competitor, Firebrand at the time. Mm-hmm. And he was so gracious, and he was so generous with his coverage. I just remembered. And he was the MC. And he was so wonderful to me through that. I just remembered, this is a good human being.
Yeah.
This is a special person.
Genuine guy.
And I had a you know, a deep fondness for him starting then. But it wasn't until a year after that we became business partners. And I was looking for a change, and I reached out to him, and we met at John Paul's Goodies. Back when John Paul, that used to be one of
another,
our favorite places.
Another prickly pear.
One of our favorite places to get coffee and hang out. And we pretty much became business partners instantly. It was sort of a love at first sight. And we've been on this journey, have been on the journey ever since. And we grew together and just had so much fun. We would finish each other's sentences. A lot of times he would say, and this was, we would say, he would pick up the phone and be busy because I'd be calling him at the exact same time. He'd be calling me.
Yeah,
so we had a very symbiotic relationship. Sometimes people thought it was like father-daughter, but it was really brother-sister. And we did argue like brother-sister, but we'd always come together an hour later and make up.
Well, when you've had not an easy childhood and a difficult life, you know, you start to really appreciate those prickly pears because they're for real and they're in your face and they tell you what's going on like that. And there's no messing about. There's no you know, sometimes we can be so scared to offend that we, you know, it's not my problem, but a lot of people can be so scared to offend that they don't just say the thing. We haven't got time. Mm-hmm. You know, life as we know now, is short. Stu Saffer died a couple of days ago here. He was 74 years old, the creator of Stu News, the creator of the Laguna Beach Independent back in the day, and a great baseball fan, which says a lot about a man, in my opinion.
Yes.
You know, baseball, that's the great game.
He loved his baseball, and he was a great hitter himself. He actually played minor league baseball, and he had a scholarship to University of Virginia to play baseball. He wasn't able to attend because of family situations, but he was proud of his hitting prowess.
And you always saw him, if you see him at events, he would wear an Angels cap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great photograph of him on a, I think he's on his wheelchair, but it looks like a motorcycle. Is that from Patriots Day Parade?
Yeah, Patriots Day Parade a few years ago, and he got the basically motorcycle so that we could all ride together. That was our favorite day, his favorite day of the year in Laguna, we would say. I mean, my favorite day of the year in Laguna, Stu would say, is Patriots Day Parade. We had so much fun, you know, decorating, and, you know, he had his swagger, and he had that point down, you know, where he would point his finger at people. He had it down.
That's right. I'm sure some people were completely scared of it. He was great. And that's great, Patriots Day Parade as well. I always used to see him there too. And it's a great day because no matter what's going on in town, the petty competition, you know, the petty arguments, whatever it is, that's like, always makes me think of the day in World War One where all the soldiers came out of the trenches and played soccer. Yeah. Like, it's just one day where we all go, whatever.
Everybody comes together.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So great. Stu Saffer. Brilliant man. And Sheena Stables here with us. I'm so grateful to you. This has not been an easy few days for you, and I bet you were dreading today, because today's the day that you put out the obituary and the announcement.
Yes.
That the official announcement that Stu had passed away. So today's not an easy day for you, and we're very grateful to you for coming in and talking about Stu and honouring him, you know, and paying tribute to the man who did so much for so many in this town and made it, you know, we talked about John Paul, we talked about Stu and the prickly pears of this town. You know, you can be irritated by them at times, but I'll tell you what, you'll miss them when they're gone. you know, we'll always remember him. So, there you go, Stu.
We love you, Stu.
Do we ever?
We miss you, Stu.
Yeah. So tell me.
He loved the blues and he loved Elvin Bishop. And Elvin Bishop was a personal friend of his. So when we had our radio show, all he would want to play was Elvin Bishop. It made him happy. It made him, his spirit come alive and dance. And he would, you know, tap his foot and, you know, move around here in the studio when we would play. Anything Elvin Bishop he loved. And he was on the gang vocals on one song of Elvin Bishop.
Is that right?
Yeah. I forget which one it was.
How funny.
He had the stories to tell back in the day when he would hang with Elvin Bishop and other musicians, and he almost became Elvin's manager. He said he had the papers from Elvin to become his manager. Yeah. But they were dear friends.
He'd have been a great music business manager.
I know.
He really would have been.
And he would have been a great, you know, professional radio host. He could have done so many things.
Well, he did a lot of radio. He did some radio here.
He did radio
in other places too, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, he did sports radio, I think,
at one point
in his life.
He had a great radio voice, and he had about 18 different voices that he would vacillate between.
Right. And he always had something to say, old Stu Saffer. All right, well, we love him, and we've been paying tribute to him, and we're going to play this. Funny how the blues is the blues, but it can make you happy.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that this track will do that for the people listening. Elvin Bishop, Let It Flow. Sheena Stabler. I'm starting a campaign to get Sheena Stabler back on the radio. KX93.5, by the way. Do please send your stuff in on a postcard and send money too, if you wouldn't mind. Elvin Bishop for Stu Saffer on KX93.5. Thanks, Sheena.
Thank you.
Guitar and start to sing.
Let it flow.